拇指姑娘。春天的时候，有个女人在花盆里种下了一颗种子。这可不是普通的种子，而是被女巫施过魔法的种子。不久，种子发芽了，并且迅速地长出了一个美丽的花苞。这个女人高兴地吻了它一下，只听见啪的一声，花朵开放了。神奇的是，在花朵的正中央坐着一位娇小可爱的姑娘，她和大拇指差不多高，因此人们都叫她拇指姑娘。一天晚上，拇指姑娘正在她那漂亮的胡桃壳摇篮里睡觉，一只老癞蛤蟆从窗外跳了进来。老癞蛤蟆说：“
多么可爱的小姑娘啊，做我的儿媳妇正合适。”
于是他抱起拇指姑娘的摇篮，跳出窗户，来到了小溪边。小溪里飘着很多睡莲叶子，老癞蛤蟆把拇指姑娘从摇篮里抱出来，放到一片最大的叶子上，然后就飞快地游走了。他急着要把这个好消息告诉儿子。拇指姑娘醒来后，发现自己躺在一个陌生的地方，她害怕地哭了起来。水里的小鱼听到哭声，都探出头来，问拇指姑娘为什么哭。拇指姑娘说：“
我想回到岸上去，可是我不会游泳。”
小鱼很同情拇指姑娘，它们游到叶子周围，用力咬断了叶柄，叶子顺着溪水飘啊飘，最后在一片树林边靠了岸。拇指姑娘在树林里安了家，她吃的是鲜花的花蜜，喝的是叶子上的露珠，睡的是草叶编织的小床。夏天和秋天很快就过去了，寒冷的冬天到来了，小鸟都飞到温暖的南方去了，花儿和小草也枯死了。可是拇指姑娘还穿着夏天的衣服，她冻得瑟瑟发抖。当雪花落下来的时候，拇指姑娘不得不离开树林了，她必须找到一个温暖的地方过冬。又冷又饿的拇指姑娘走到了麦田边，那里有一个小洞，洞里是田鼠的家，田鼠藏了整整一屋子的麦子，生活得很舒服。拇指姑娘请求田鼠给她一颗麦子吃，要知道她已经两天没吃过一丁点东西了。好心的田鼠不仅把麦子分给拇指姑娘吃，她还说如果拇指姑娘能帮忙打扫房子，就可以在这里住下。拇指姑娘同意了。田鼠有个好朋友叫鼹鼠，他非常有钱，还总是穿着黑天鹅绒做的袍子。鼹鼠爱上了可爱的拇指姑娘，想娶她为妻。田鼠也希望拇指姑娘能嫁给鼹鼠，这样他就可以住进宽大的房子，吃上美味的燕麦片，再也不会挨饿受冻了。但是拇指姑娘不喜欢鼹鼠，因为鼹鼠不喜欢太阳和美丽的花。如果她嫁给鼹鼠，那她就要永远生活在黑暗的地底下，这真是太可怕了。鼹鼠决定在自己的房子与田鼠家之间挖一条地道，这样她去田鼠家看望拇指姑娘就更方便了。挖着挖着，鼹鼠挖出一只死燕子，它看起来像刚被冻死不久。鼹鼠一点儿也不喜欢小鸟，于是把燕子踢到了一边。 拇指姑娘听说这件事以后，心里非常难过。她很喜欢小鸟，她还记得夏天的时候，鸟儿的歌声曾给她带去许多欢乐。夜里，拇指姑娘偷偷地用草编成了一张宽大的毯子，盖在死去的燕子身上。其实，燕子并没有死，它只是翅膀受了伤，不能飞去南方过冬，这才被冻得失去了知觉。盖上毯子后，它的身体渐渐暖和了，不久，它就醒了过来。拇指姑娘非常开心。他偷偷地用花瓣盛水给燕子喝，把麦子分给燕子吃。不过，鼹鼠和田鼠一点儿也不知道这件事情。冬天过去了，天气暖和了起来，燕子翅膀上的伤也好了。他邀请拇指姑娘和他一起飞到树林里去，但善良的拇指姑娘没有答应。他担心自己就这样离开会让田鼠伤心。拇指姑娘在地道上方打了个小洞，让燕子从小洞里钻了出去。望着燕子离去的背影，听着她那啾啾的叫声，拇指姑娘流下了不舍的眼泪。夏天到来的时候，鼹鼠正式向拇指姑娘求婚了。拇指姑娘鼓起勇气拒绝了鼹鼠，可鼹鼠才不管拇指姑娘愿不愿意呢，他一定要和拇指姑娘结婚，并且决定在秋天举行婚礼。拇指姑娘想偷偷地逃走，可田鼠把她锁在屋子里，不许她出门。田鼠还聘请了几只蜘蛛为拇指姑娘纺纱织布，准备结婚时穿的礼服。秋天到了，鼹鼠把结婚的房间布置好了，结婚礼服也做好了，婚礼就要举行了。鼹鼠换上了崭新的黑袍子，亲自到田鼠家里迎接拇指姑娘。想到自己就要住进黑暗的地底下，永远也晒不到温暖的阳光了，拇指姑娘忍不住哭了起来。拇指姑娘走出大门，向天空伸出双手。再会吧，温暖的太阳，再会吧，美丽的小花。她用双臂抱住一朵小红花，她对小红花说，假如你看到了燕子，请代我向她问声好。就在这时，天空中传来一个熟悉的声音，啾啾。拇指姑娘抬头一看，她的好朋友燕子来了。燕子说，快到我的背上来，和我一起飞走吧。这一次，拇指姑娘答应了，她坐在燕子的背上飞走了。鼹鼠和田鼠在地上气得直跺脚。燕子带着拇指姑娘来到了一片美丽的草地，草地上开满了鲜花，燕子让拇指姑娘选一朵花住进去。拇指姑娘选了一朵白色的花。当燕子把拇指姑娘放在宽阔的花瓣上时，她吃惊地叫了起来，花的中央竟然坐着一个小小的王子。王子看见了美丽的拇指姑娘，立刻喜欢上了她。拇指姑娘也很喜欢这位温柔英俊的王子。这时，每朵花里都走出一个可爱的小人儿，他们把一对翅膀安在拇指姑娘的背上，这样她就能在花朵间飞来飞去了。拇指姑娘终于有了自己的家，还有了那么多好朋友，她真是快乐极了。
本故事选自外语教学与研究出版社出版的《萤火虫世界经典童话双语绘本系列》。
Thumbelina， spring, a woman sowed a magic seed in a flower pot. The seed soon sprouted, and it grew into a flower bud. Just as the woman kissed the bud, it blossomed. What a magical flower! Right in the middle of it sat a tiny, lovely girl. She was no bigger than a thumb, and therefore she was called Thumbelina. One night, Thumbelina was sleeping in her walnut shell cradle. An old toad jumped in through the window. "What a lovely girl," he said. "She would be a perfect wife for my son." So he lifted up the cradle and left quickly. There were many lily pads floating above the brook. The old toad put Thumbelina on the biggest pad and swam away. He couldn't wait to tell his son about the lovely girl. When Thumbelina woke up, she found herself in a strange place. She was so scared and began to cry. Hearing her cry, the fish came and asked her why. "I want to go back to the shore, but I can't swim," Thumbelina said. The fish helped to bite off the leaf stalk, and the lily pad carried Thumbelina away with the running water. Eventually, it stopped beside a forest. Thumbelina began to live in the forest. She ate nectar, drank dew, and slept on a small bed made of grass. But the cold winter was coming, and Thumbelina still wore her summer clothes. She was shivering with cold. When it started to snow, Thumbelina left the forest. She had to find a warm place to live. Thumbelina came to a cornfield. A field mouse's house was beside the cornfield. Poor Thumbelina begged the field mouse for some food. She hadn't had anything for 2 days. The field mouse was kind and shared his food with Thumbelina. "If you could help me clean my house, you can stay with me," he said. Thumbelina agreed. The field mouse had a good friend, a rich mole. The mole fell in love with Thumbelina and wanted to marry her. But Thumbelina didn't like him because the mole disliked the sun and flowers. Thumbelina didn't want to live with him underground in darkness forever. The mole decided to dig a tunnel between his house and the field mouse's so that he could see Thumbelina more often. While he was digging, he found a dead swallow. He didn't like birds at all, so he kicked the swallow aside. Thumbelina was very sad to hear that. She loved birds, which had brought her a lot of happiness in the last summer. At night, Thumbelina put a blanket over the poor swallow. Actually, the swallow hadn't died. He was just frozen because he had hurt his wing and couldn't fly south. With the blanket, he felt warm and soon came to life. Thumbelina was happy to see him alive. She brought him food and water secretly. The winter passed and the swallow recovered. He invited Thumbelina to go back to the forest with him. But Thumbelina refused. She didn't want to make the field mouse sad. The swallow flew away. Thumbelina watched him leaving as tears filled her eyes. When the summer came, the mole proposed to Thumbelina. Thumbelina refused him, but the mole insisted on marrying her. The wedding would be held in autumn. Thumbelina wanted to escape, but she was locked up in her room. Several spiders were invited to spin her a wedding dress. Then the autumn came and everything was ready for the wedding. The mole came to fetch Thumbelina. Thinking of her future life underground, Thumbelina couldn't help crying. "Goodbye, my warm sunshine. Goodbye, my beautiful flowers," she said, and hugged a little flower. Please say hello to the dear swallow for me if you should see him. Suddenly she heard a small cheep from the sky. There was the swallow. Get on my back, let's fly away, he said. Thumbelina didn't refuse this time. She climbed on his back and they flew away. The swallow took Thumbelina to a lovely lawn with flowers. He told Thumbelina to choose a flower as her house. She chose a white one. When Thumbelina was put on the white flower, she was surprised to find a little prince sitting in the middle of the flower. He fell in love with Thumbelina at first sight. Thumbelina also liked the gentle prince. Just then, from every flower walked out a cute little creature. They put a pair of wings on Thumbelina's back, then she could fly. Finally, Thumbelina had got her own house and many new friends. What a happy girl Thumbelina was!